live from Hell Entertainment Studios. Sinner Sundays. With your hosts, Diggs and A. Grace.
Everyone thinks because you're a zombie, you don't know good coffee. Well, they're wrong. There's only one brew that gets my seal of approval. Deadly Grounds coffee is my guilty pleasure. The aroma is so intoxicating. It brings all of my neighbors out of the woodwork. Deadly Grounds coffee. Coffee to die for and zombie approved. It's good to get a little deadly.
Use the front door!
Oh, they're so disgusting.
They're so disgusting.
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 We're back.
What's up, friends?
Season 2, Episode 5. How is everybody doing out there? I know I can't hear you. You're all screaming.
They're screaming.
They're fucking pumped
tonight.
I have tonight.
Goosebumps about it.
So do I. I can hear I can hear the echo.
Thanks,
and the vibration. Thank you, friends, for making my house vibrate with excitement.
Yes. We're excited.
Pump show tonight. Desiree from a lot of projects. I'm just gonna leave it at that. Killer bassist, killer guitarist. We're gonna get more of her in a little bit. Right there, you saw when we came out, Deadly Grounds Coffee.
I love that shit.
Keeping everyone awake.
Wait, I can't lie to you. I have not tried the coffee, but I meant the commercial. It cracks me up every time.
The commercial, great. We got to get some of that coffee.
We do.
Much thanks to Leo over at The Darkening for hooking that up. Make sure you go check out his station. Leo does a lot of shows, a lot of shit. He's got podcasts for days.
For days, literally.
Thank you, Leo. Sanctuary Tattoo Emporium.
Yeah.
Keeping us inked. Fresh inked.
Facts.
You can also catch us Sinner Sundays on the Music Network on Roku and Apple TV. We do have some exciting news coming in the summertime.
Hell yeah.
Some stuff coming up that we want you to stay tuned for, because it's pretty fucking fresh. It's pretty dope. You're going to want to check it out. I brought it back. Check it out.
Jade,
we haven't seen that in a while.
We haven't.
Ben and Jeff over Talking with the Dead. Issue 1 is now out, starring them. And this person here is Piper.
Me.
Go check it out on their site and check it out on their Vimeo. Give them some love and support.
It's funny.
Much love to those guys. You are funny.
We're fun. I am funny sometimes.
It happens once in a while. Mark it out.
I'll
tell teens.
Tease.
What the
Hell
fuck?
Hell Town Teens.
Okay, I quit. Show's
it's like
over.
A song. Hell Town Teens. Okay. Yeah. Hell Town Teens. Mark, thank you very much. Make sure you go and check out everything that he can make for you, because he can make you some rad shit.
Yeah, if you got a band, a business, whatever you want to promote or put on something, he can do it for you. So make sure you go check him out.
Check it out.
So.
What's up, man?
It's been a while. It's 2 weeks.
I know. I feel like I also haven't seen you in a while. It's been a very busy 2 weeks for us individually.
It's been a busy fucking spring.
I know.
Let's just call it like that. Like, holy shit.
Yeah.
Like, we end the show, we start thinking about the next show, and then it's showtime.
Right.
Where the fuck does the time go?
I don't know. What's up, Christina?
Oh,
she's in here.
Got some comments in there. Okay.
Yeah, she's Joshua, in. What's up?
What's up, everybody?
I'm trying. I'm like trying to look at the camera and trying to do the comments and things and the charge of the headphones, because obviously that didn't happen. It's fine.
Let's go into some news.
News. All right. I'll go first.
Can you kick it off? Go for it.
News. All right. We got some new tracks out by some sick artists this week, or in the last few weeks, I should say. Twisted with Corkscrew.
Yeah.
Killer track. And as most of you know, they go by the Dynamic Duo.
Yep.
But they had previously on Twitter talk about the Dynamic Trio, because now they're introducing their drummer as part of Twisted. That's how I took that.
Yeah, Draven's been on tour with them for quite some time now, since they broke away from that other label, Psychopathic. So Draven's been on tour, being their drummer, and
he's sick.
It's good to see that them Twisted incorporating them now into their brand.
Yeah, them. Yeah, he's sick. Cain Hill also dropped music, or a song, I should say, Blood and Honey. They're definitely putting out an album soon. I should know when, but I don't. Or actually, they might be just dropping songs. One of those things. Either way, they're putting out a fuck ton new music. Cain Hill, check them out. And while we're on Hill Band, Scarecrow Hill also just dropped a new song out with featuring Nikki Smalls of Bayside High and Jared Gomes of Head PE. It's called Bleed for This, and it's fucking banger. So check that out as well.
Absolutely.
Check it out.
We're bringing the saying back.
Yeah, yeah, because there's just a bunch of rad shit for you to check out.
Absolutely. And Twisted also just released one of their other new songs.
Oh, yes.
Electric Lettuce.
Yes. No, it's a whole album. They dropped it on 420.
Oh.
Yeah. All right. So they're, so like all the Rose Petal, Corkscrew, like those
That's
ones.
That's all on Electric
it's gonna
Lettuce.
Be, no, it's no? going to be on an album that they're putting out, they're working on. This is weird. I know more than you on Twisted. This is great. But they dropped Electric Lettuce, and it's all about smoking pot.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, they're dropping on 420. But yeah, now you know. Oh, that was great for me. That was a good moment. I'm glad you're all over here for that.
I'll stop interrupting you now.
Okay. Well, that's my news. That's my news of the week.
Okay.
That's not my band of the week.
No, that's your news of the week.
News.
So I got some news-ish slash speculation. Well, the first part of my news is Black Label Society just dropped a new music video for their new tracks.
Oh, shit.
My bad on not getting the track name. Shitty journalist that I am. What can I do?
We're prepared for today.
It happens. Black Label Society, you can't not find them anywhere. Go check it out. Their new videos out there on YouTube. But what I really wanted to get to in the nuts and bolts of things right now with the news is speculation of Chris Calico.
Nuts and bolts, okay.
Possibly leaving Strange.
Yeah, what the fuck?
There's been a lot of talk on the interwebs and some videos posted up about Calico possibly leaving Strange on his new flyer for his stream show, The Reveal, on May 15th. It has a new little logo, like a house with headphones.
Okay.
It's called Ear House.
Okay.
And if you go and Google it, it's some deep research. I forget. I watched the video today, and I want to give credit to that. So the credit will be on hellentertainment.com for the research on this. I did not get it, but I will give credit where credit is due.
Hell yeah.
That Calico and his wife submitted incorporation papers for a label back in January of this year, January 19th. And now that label is on... the flyer right next to the Strange label. But if you notice on any other flyers that Tech has coming out, it doesn't say featuring Chris Calico.
Crazy.
So there is speculation there that Chris will be leaving, possibly be leaving Strange. What does that mean for Strange? What does that mean for Tech?
Right.
We're
going
to have to find out and wait and find out. Again, I did not do the research on this. I will get the proper YouTuber who did get the research credit. Check it out, hellentertainment.com. I will post that link for you as well so you can check out his review of it. But I thought that was pretty shocking because we know Chris back in 2019 didn't re-sign with the label because of creative differences and things like that. But then later on that year at Red Rocks in Denver, he re-signed, announced as re-signing with Strange Music. And when Chris didn't re-sign the first time, it caused a kind of a big uproar in the internet world.
Damn.
And then Tech came on and was like, well, y'all won't show him love when he signed, but now y'all going to sit here and show him love when he's
thinking of course.
So it is what it is at this point. I mean, just keep your eyes and ears peeled. Will Chris leave? Will he stay? Who knows?
You think he'll still do tracks with Tech, though?
I think
they'll tour together, even on separate labels?
I don't think they will. I think Tech will have to find a new hype man.
Yeah.
To do.
I should apply.
You should.
I'm going to.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got that.
But that's my news for this week. We will keep you posted if we hear anything else on that. You can check out those news updates on hellentertainment.com and on our Facebook. And possibly some little blurbs if you pop in on Instagram video-wise and shit like that.
And shit like that.
As I just spewed a bunch of shit.
That's good shit, man.
I mean, Chris was my artist of the week too.
Okay.
I've been listening to a lot of Calico. You know, he started with them in 99. As everyone knows, Chris Calico is Tech's right hand.
Dude, yeah.
Chris is a big part of that choreography mm-hmm. that goes on at the shows. If you've seen Tech, if you've seen Chris.
Chris and they play off each other great. That's their whole thing, I feel like.
Kind of like us.
Yeah.
But Chris is a big dude, and for him to rock out like dude, that for like an hour and a half when they're going,
yeah.
I fucking love Chris. I love his solo stuff that he does.
Me too.
So check out Chris Calico for right now, strangemusic.net. We'll see what it is to bring.
Yeah, that's crazy. Took that on mint a little bit. That's fine. No, that's really good. That's great news. That's good news.
News and band of the week. Over to you.
All right. Band of the week.
You want index cards? You can flip them afterwards.
Right? Okay. So my band of the week, chick of the week as well, is Dynamite. And her name, she was actually born Dynamite Azura. I'm going to fuck this up. Azura Bulbul. And she was born in Boston, Massachusetts. She's driving a new album, they are, Dynamite, on May 7th. Make sure to check that out. It's called American Dream. And they came out, they're a new band, like 2013, with an EP. And then 2014, it started to get big. Hard rock band as well, if I did not mention that. And I went with them because I follow her on all social media. She's freaking cute as a button. This bright blue hair. She's a rock star. She's fucking awesome. And I saw her live with Breaking Benjamin. That's how I discovered them.
Okay.
Yep. But she, on all of the socials, why I picked them this week, she graduated from college this week. And her whole life, she was told, like, pick one, music or, like, degree. But, and she was like, nope, I'm gonna do both. And she did. So she would, on tour, she would be in the books. She'd be in the books. She did a business administration degree.
Okay.
Yeah. So she's smart as fuck too.
That shit's gotta be tough.
Yeah, right. Not to like do tour busy things and just in those books. Like, I don't know, I feel like we've talked about an artist in the past who also did that as well. First in season one.
That was Killa C, Cole Hill.
Mm-hmm.
When he was on the Strictly Strange tour.
Yes, so it is possible. And that's badass, I think, in my opinion. Like, good for you. Yeah, so Dynamite, check them out. And like I said, she's a rock star, so.
Rock star.
Rock star.
Speaking of rock stars, our guest is chilling in the bathroom right now, Ms. Desiree Ragoza. We're going to go to her in 1 second. But before we do that, you can catch myself and my homie, Jack Torrance, on Tuesdays with Off the Ropes. Like,
I don't know where we're going with this.
Yeah, we're just hand motions all over. You can check us out on Tuesdays, going over all your wrestling news and everything that you want to know about.
Look at this sick new logo. Off the Ropes.
It's behind my microphone. You couldn't see it. I don't know why I just did it. But we're going to play that video real fast, and then we're coming back in with Desiree.
Beat me if you can. Survive if I let you.
Thank you. Thank you for spending Sunday night with us.
Thank you for having me.
Of course. Why don't we just go into it? Tell everyone who you are, what you're playing, where you're playing. You're in a lot of different projects going on. Let's let the world know who you are and what you're doing right now.
Well, my name's Desiree Ragoza. I'm a lead guitarist. I have my own solo project as Desiree Ragoza. I'm in the Team Ragoza project, which consists of me as the lead guitarist and my husband as a turntablist. And then I'm a lead guitarist in the band Crash the Party, a local band from Connecticut.
Excellent.
Hell yeah.
And you guys just played a show last night with Crash the Party, correct?
Yeah. Point Pleasant Beach, New Jersey.
So how was that coming out of COVID? Was that your first show during everything that's going on? How were the nerves and all of that?
For Crash the Party, it was definitely the first show since like a whole year. Their last one was in March of last year. I didn't join in up until like the summertime. And since like, you know, we've had to postpone rehearsals and stuff, but the past couple months have been pretty crazy. We've been getting rehearsals together, trying to prepare everything for the shows, but it went well and everybody followed the COVID guidelines. Everybody was safe, still had a good time. I mean, granted the restrictions, but it was fun.
Excellent.
Awesome. Hell yeah.
Now with you prepping to play for that show, were there any kind of nerves? Like say it's my first show back and it's kind of different now with the COVID world.
Honestly, like I've still been able to like do some shows here and there, like very far few between, like it depends, you know, on the events and like what happens with the circumstances last minute, but I was already kind of prepared for it in a sense, but not for like a big venue like that, like indoors. That was kind of like something that like kind of threw me back a little bit. I'm like, oh, it's been a while since I've like, been out in like a big audience like this. It's kind of weird.
That's awesome. Must have been a great feeling to have back though.
Absolutely. Yeah, for sure. We missed it.
And we miss shows as well, us being photographers. I mean, not having shows for a year and a half and just like you guys, we're itching to get back out there. So
that's where we first saw you, is at a show at FET with In the Red.
Oh
Actually
a couple times.
My first time was at Opus's birthday bash.
Yeah, that was fun.
Dino Toads, yeah, that was a real fun time.
That was awesome.
So what got you into the music world and playing guitar and bass?
Honestly, just go way back. I started guitar when I was 3 years old. So that's been my first and foremost. Bass was actually just kind of a hobby for me. I only picked it up about 5 years ago now. And it was just like a stay at home thing. And, at the time the drummer they had, he came across my videos and asked me if I would like to audition for them. And, I figured, you know what, it'd be a good like change of direction of just doing something fun as a hobby, but also like still waiting for me to get out there and play, you know, and it was a lot of fun and I still enjoy it.
That's amazing.
That's awesome. 3 years old.
Yeah. Did you go to school for it at all? Any music school or?
Not a lot. I was mostly self-taught. I had private lessons here and there and my dad mostly taught me when I was really little. So.
Cool. That's awesome.
Excellent. Now, kind of jumping all around here, and I apologize.
Oh, it's all good.
That's how we do. We kind of jump around. We have good time. So, a few months ago, you had posted something that you were going to put up on your website to, I want to say, help maybe other local bands and businesses come together.
Yeah, definitely.
And I know we talked about that. I sent you over my info. Kind of want to see where that process was, when that's expected to launch, if it's launched, and I'm just under a rock and didn't see it.
Oh, no, it's still in the works. I've had a lot of people like kind of like delay in sending me stuff. So I'm trying to just kind of put it all together at once. I run the website myself. I've been building it myself. So it's kind of like between juggling with that and like the rehearsals we've had with the shows and whatnot. And we have our wedding coming up actually next month. So we've been trying to prepare for the wedding. We're kind of doing everything on our own.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
And did I say that right? That's kind of what that website's going to be about, is to bring everyone together. So that way, looking for bands, or bands are looking for businesses or other bands to play with. Is that kind of the idea of what we're going for on that?
Definitely like to help with the other bands, like to help them get more like attention and get them noticed and like be able to network with each other. And I just really want to try to help the local communities out as best I can, especially like the businesses too. I know they've suffered a lot through like COVID. Everybody's been going through hard times, and that's kind of my way to be able to say thank you, but also like, you know, give the recommendations out to each other and just kind of like network with each other and help each other out.
It's such a great idea. It's definitely needed in this time, I feel like, because no one can be out doing it face to face. So it's a great idea.
For sure. And it's super tight too, especially because I know now like things are starting to open back up again and it becomes really tight. Like I've seen like a lot of bands already, they'd be like swamped with dates. Some are suffering and just want to be able to be in a band and play out and look for the work and stuff. And I just want to try to help everybody out as best I can.
That's awesome. Hell yeah.
Yeah. So much, much kudos for you for doing this. I know that's a lot of back end work to do. And like Ashley said, it's much needed within our community.
It is.
We don't have enough support.
No.
Yeah, it's definitely tough.
So, I mean, anyone that's out there, I mean, we say this pretty much every show. Go out, support your local, your artist. Go give them a like, a share, a subscribe. Go buy a sticker, some sort of merch. Help them out because we're all hurting. And it's a crappy time that's coming around. So,
for sure.
What do you got? I'm kind of running away with this.
You're good. You're good. All right, I have a question for you. So what are some other hobbies than just music for you? Or do you even have any?
I used to be huge into video games growing up. Mostly like a Fisher. I love riding dirt bikes. I just recently bought a motorcycle, so I'll be out on the road soon. I used to make a lot of jewelry. I'm kind of like an artsy, like hands-on kind of person. So I used to draw a lot, painting, pretty much anything you can imagine, really.
That's awesome. Hell yeah. Artist all around.
Absolutely.
Keeps life interesting.
Well, you have to keep it interesting. Right? Keep it interesting or life is boring.
Just true.
So you were the former lead guitarist of the Michael Jackson one by Circus du Soleil. I always fuck that up, so I apologize.
Oh, it's all good. So the one that I did was the Michael Jackson Immortal World Tour. I was on MJ1 for like that short bit, but not long enough, probably like a couple months. Just circumstances, like health-wise, like I had some health issues and it just kind of didn't work in my favor at the time. But the initial show that I did, that was actually the original show, the Immortal World Tour. So that was like the sister show.
Okay. So how was that tour? What was that experience like?
Honestly, in the beginning, it was kind of scary for me because I had just graduated high school and I'm used to being like home a lot. And my dad was managing me too at the time. And it was just kind of like scary. It's almost like the feeling of like going to college and not knowing anybody, but like on a full scale of like you're traveling everywhere and working with people that are like much older than you. And I was definitely the youngest one. So it was intimidating, but after a little bit, it was fun. Like everybody was so like accepting and just like, it was like a huge family. We all traveled together. We always had each other's backs and it was just fun to just experience things for the first time and just explore and just, you know, experience all the different cultures and stuff.
Oh, I bet that's amazing. What were your favorite places to tour?
Honestly, Japan was probably my favorite.
Oh, I bet it's beautiful there.
I know.
I love it there. And the people are so friendly.
And to do it straight out of high school.
Oh my gosh, amazing.
And to take that leap, if you will, and to have that much confidence right out of high school, that's incredible.
Yeah.
Definitely a learning curve.
So, and correct me if I'm wrong on this, I want to say maybe 6 months, maybe a year or so ago, you had decided that you were going to stop doing the music thing.
Yeah, that was tough.
And then all of a sudden it kind of like flipped real quick and you were back, you know, you started to do the Team Ragosa with your husband and then here we are today. So what transpired for you to stop the music and what made you get back into it in that quick period of time?
Honestly, like the way that things with COVID were going, it was just a lot of tension, a lot of pressure and stress of just like scrambling what I was going to do since like everything was shutting down and they were pretty sure that it was going to be like that for a very long time. And they had kind of their hands up in the air and it was pretty discouraging. And it's just a bad time in my life. And my husband, honestly, he's my rock. Like he gets me through everything and he's very encouraging and supportive. And he's the one that helps push me to just do music and do what I love to. And there's times it's just like, I feel like I don't want to do it. And I'm dragging my feet just because of like the unforeseen circumstances, but just he helps me tread through it. And just before I knew it, just the more I was putting the energy into just working on my stuff without having to be on a strict like timeline and stuff, and just things seemed to fall into place and it just kind of motivated me. And he helped me a lot with that.
that's good. It's always good to have that support system right behind you to push you. And
hell yeah, do what you love to do.
Exactly. And to do it with no pressure on you, to do it at your leisure, to create what you want to create, I feel definitely adds that spark back.
Definitely. And as much as it was hard with the shutdown and stuff, I feel like in a way it was really kind of a blessing in disguise. It just kind of helped me reset and just really like have my mind collected and just feel like I can just free flow and just be creative, like without any other like outside distractions of like I have to be somewhere, you know?
Yeah, definitely.
Absolutely. And we're glad you're back because you're a hell of a bassist and a hell of a guitarist. And every time I've seen you play, you always have that big smile. So we know.
Yeah, you're super fun to watch play live. Definitely.
We can see the passion.
Yes.
Through the energy that you progress on stage. And
yeah, you kill it on stage. You're.
Thank you.
So I saw a video the other day of you starting to do some of the turntable stuff.
I'm learning slowly but surely.
Good for you.
Is it harder than you would think?
Kind of, but the way that I see it, like for me, I feel it's very like rhythmic based. So it's like a lot of like hand-eye coordination, but also like kind of like being able to like practice with like a metronome and stuff. It definitely helps. But like the stuff like the beat juggling and stuff, that's like, I don't know, it's so fast for me, but eventually I'll get there. My husband's a very good teacher.
Well, that's good. Yeah. It's always good to have a good teacher right beside you.
Mm-hmm.
So tell us a little bit more about Team Rigosa and what that plays for shows coming up and things like that.
Basically, we're trying to put together the concept of just having like kind of the best of both worlds of having both the DJ and like the live instrumentation of it. And then it's just kind of a cool concept because it hasn't been seen before where it's just a husband and wife team mm-hmm. being able to do something in completely different worlds and coming together as one. We've been putting a lot of content out so far. We're still working on some more. We had a couple mixes out. We had a couple of small shows just as like a test to see like how our project would work, like how the audience would react to it. And it seems to have like a really good reception. We actually have a show coming up May 22nd, a Saturday. We're going to be playing at the EastCon Auto Exposition at the Big E.
Oh, sweet.
Very cool.
Very cool. I love the Big E.
Me too.
Yeah.
I've only been to the Big E like once in my life, but it was cool.
I went once after I had the same day I got my four molars ripped.
Nice. And
I
went.
Oh, no.
So I couldn't enjoy any of like the good food.
Oh.
But it was good.
Do you and your husband share some like same inspirations when it comes to music?
My husband actually is a huge metal fan. We listen to a lot of Killswitch Engage is our favorite. And that's pretty much how we got together. But we listen to a lot of like After the Burial and like August Burns Red, like a ton of metal. And then we'll listen to a lot of like DJ mixes and stuff in the car rides, like the long car rides.
Yeah, that's awesome. Cool, very cool.
So you on your page a few times have done some raffles for. Mm-hmm. some gear and some equipment. Can we expect more raffles? Is that provided from a sponsor of yours? How is that coming together for you?
Actually, like I just kind of do it on my own. It's just kind of my way to be able to like give to the fans who supported me for so long, but also give kind of people the opportunity and like be on the live stream and be personal. And then at the same time, just to kind of like do it for fun. So it was just kind of my own little thing I put together. But I try to do it like bi-weekly. I've kind of held off for the past like few weeks because there's just a lot going on. But I definitely plan to do more raffles and continue with it.
Yeah, I've seen the videos and you get quite a following on there for the raffle. So good for you guys.
It seems to be working and the people appreciate it definitely. And if I can spend that time just to interact with them and get to know them more, it's good for me too.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. It's always nice to get to know your fans that are out there and to help support like you've been doing and continue to do the local community. So,
and as a fan, it's nice to see artists do that. Mm-hmm. Like local artists, you know, it's awesome, actually.
Not a lot of people do it.
Right. We try to do a lot of raffles, but we get it. It might be a t-shirt, but still.
And I think even just with the times that with things that are going on, a local artist or any artist to interact with their fans now, I think means more than it ever has.
Definitely, yeah.
Because, you know, you guys are out there playing the music, playing your hearts out, and we're in the crowds, and we come to see you, and for you to either even like a tweet or a retweet or like an Instagram post, it means the world to the fans that are out there.
Definitely, yeah.
So thank you for doing everything that you do and helping the local scene.
Oh, well, thank you guys for the support.
Absolutely.
Of course.
What else you got here? Book of knowledge.
I mean, you're taking a lot of it, but that's all right. All right. So who is your favorite band to jam to when you're practicing?
When I'm practicing, Joe Satriani is my favorite guitarist.
All right. Fuck yeah.
Okay.
Like that. Easy.
He's my childhood idol.
Very cool.
So when you started playing guitar at 3, who were your inspirations growing up to keep on playing the guitar?
My father was the biggest one. And then there was Joe Satriani, of course. I started listening to his music when I was 5. And then Triumph was a huge band for me growing up. And Boston was a huge band for me growing up.
Excellent.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Those are some excellent choices. I'm just stealing all your words tonight.
Why my head? Leave me alone.
So when we come out of COVID and things come back to normal, who do you want to go on the road with? Who do you want to play with? Or do you just want to get out there and play?
Honestly, I just want to get out there and play. But, I mean, most important to me is, like, what me and my husband do. So I want to hyper-focus on that. And my solo stuff, too, is also important. But what we have is so special, and just I want to continue with it.
Very cool. Definitely can't wait to see that.
Absolutely. And where can people find Team Ragosa to go see what you're doing, what you're all about?
We have a Facebook page, facebook.com/Team Ragosa. We have a YouTube page, an Instagram as well. We have a website that we're currently building. I'm still building on it anyways. But
you're building a lot of sites.
Yeah, I know. It's a lot to keep track of. But I also have my website, DesireeRagosa.com, and my husband has his website for his DJ mixes and live edits and stuff like that. And that's DJRagosa.com.
Hell yeah. Definitely busy. I love it.
There could be 2 DJ Ragosas if you keep spinning those tables like you are online every day.
Literally, we were making a joke about it yesterday. It's like, just imagine that. I can be like your almost like DJ clone.
A DJ hype man DJ set in the back.
Yeah.
I love it. It's different. It's new.
And I'm really excited to see it.
And
to learn more about it. You have a show coming up next weekend, I believe, next Saturday?
The 8th.
Yep. And where is that show taking place?
I think last I checked, it was the Hills Tavern.
Okay.
Got a lot of good bands on that bill.
I know.
I'm excited about it.
Yeah, it's good to see it coming back.
Good to see things coming back and people getting out there. So,
I'm looking forward to venues opening up again.
I know the Worcester Palladium just dropped a quick announcement today saying stay tuned tomorrow to their Facebook page for a huge announcement.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So everyone out there listening and watching, make sure you check out the Worcester Palladium's page tomorrow for their huge announcement, because I'm very stoked to see what they have going on.
I was told that they're having an outdoor show with the band The Ghost Within, I think, but it's outdoor. Someone told me it's like 2 weeks ago.
Well, we'll have to wait and see.
But I don't know. Dude, the grapevine. I've never looked it up to see if it was legit. So I don't know. That might be it. I don't know.
Hopefully they do.
I know, that'd be epic. That's my favorite place around here, I think.
What else you got in your books of tricks? Anything?
Well, what else? What are some of your favorite venues to play at?
There we go.
Honestly, the Palladium was definitely a favorite. Webster was just like kind of a highlight for me because it's like, you know, my home state and stuff like that. There's a lot of venues that I really enjoy. I actually like going to the Boston House of Blues to like watch concerts and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, good room, definitely.
Yeah.
Feels homey. No matter what floor, too. It's very cool.
I like Hartford. When I was in living in Connecticut with my wife, we frequent the Webster Theater, the Webster Underground. The Webster Underground is like the Worcester upstairs. So good times there with the people over there at the Hartford. The Webster Theater. Oh, we've gone a blank. It's been okay.
I know.
Desiree, we ask a lot of our guests this one question. Just a fun question out there. If you could have dinner with any artist, dead or alive, who would you want to sit there and pick their brain?
Honestly, I would say Jesse Leach.
Okay. That's a good. That's a new pick. We haven't had that one.
Some people get really baffled by that question, or they're like spot on. Like, I've thought of this question before, and I'm going to answer it when it gets asked.
Any certain reason why you would choose him?
I mean, Killswitch, honestly, has been, like, a huge influence, especially, like, in my, like, teen years and stuff. I've always been, like, a huge fan of their music, and they're, again, they're, like, a huge reason, like, Brandon and I got together, too, and how we found each other. We're just both mega fans. I mean, both of us alone just, like, have been to a handful of their shows, and just I've always enjoyed their music and connected most to their lyrics, and just they've always helped me get through, like, even, like, when I'm struggling through times, like, I've always had them playing in the car almost every day.
Love that. Nothing wrong with it.
I think we all have our band like that.
Yeah, definitely.
That gets us through those rough times, or it makes you reminisce about the time you met somebody. Did you meet your husband at a Killswitch show?
I was going to ask that.
No, actually. So we've actually met on Facebook dating last year. And I had on my profile, it was a question about the last song that I listened to, and it was "The Sure as the Sun Will Rise" off the Atonement album. And that was one of the things that he brought up in conversation when I sent him a like on his profile, and just we just kept talking, and eventually got to a point that we met up and had dinner together. We just couldn't stop talking, like, all night, and we didn't want to leave the restaurant, but they were closing, and it was not so nice.
That is nice. That's great. Good for him.
And we were supposed to go to a Killswitch concert that year when they were going to play at the House of Blues with August Burns Red and Light the Torch. But then obviously COVID shut everything down, and we're still waiting to see the announcement for, like, the rescheduled dates.
Hopefully it'll happen sooner than later.
I hope so.
So did you guys pick your wedding song as a Killswitch Engaged song?
Well, we'd like to, maybe like a orchestrated version, like a mellow, like kind of like the chill switch engage stuff, like the piano stuff.
Mm-hmm. I like that. That'd be dope.
Before we let you go, any plugs you want to give people where people can find you? I know you have all your websites. Everything will be listed on the hellentertainment.com website for your sites, your husband's sites. We'll put everything up there. Anything you want to plug before we let you go enjoy the rest of your Sunday night?
Sure. So my website is DesireeVergoza.com. I'm also on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube. I have music on Spotify, and I'm on Twitter. And my husband's website is DJVergoza.com. He also has the Instagram page and a Facebook page and YouTube and all that, and our Team Vergoza stuff as well. And a shout out also to our friend Nicole Nell. She's also a DJ. So DJ Nikki Nell, her Instagram, and she has her website for, like, weddings and stuff, visualsoundproductions.com.
Very
cool,
nice.
Oh, yeah.
We will make sure to get, like I said, all of your sites, all of your husband's sites up there, help you push your projects and what you have going on. If you have anything that's coming up that you want us to help promote with Team Vergoza or any of your solo stuff, please feel free to reach out to us, send us a message. We would be more than happy to start to help push you to get to where you want to go.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Desiree, thank you for spending Sunday night with us. We wish you all the best. Congratulations on your upcoming wedding.
Thank you so much.
We wish you and your husband all the best.
Thank you so much.
And we look forward to seeing you on stage.
Yeah, hopefully soon.
Very soon.
Cannot wait.
Absolutely. Thanks, Desiree.
Thank you, guys.
Have a good night.
You too.
Desiree. She's a killer bassist, killer guitarist. go check her out. Her,
yeah,
her
artist and all. She's so like
all around multi-talented.
Yeah, I like it.
So what do you think?
But they're busy.
They're very busy. She and
pay attention.
She's busy.
That's a lot to keep up with.
I mean, one, two. She's got three plus her solo stuff.
Yep, yep.
I mean, that's not right now, but oh my god, so much stuff.
So much to keep up with.
I think I thought we were busy.
Right? She's got a show next weekend. If you could get a ticket.
For people in the chat, sorry we're not getting right back to you, but
I know I was like trying to pay attention.
We try to do our best. Sometimes we don't do it well. It's later than we're usually here. Ashley's losing earbuds.
It's fine.
So what do you think the Worcester's announcement's gonna be for the Palladium?
I don't know. I'm curious if what I heard is it. Becca told me.
Yeah.
She's like, I heard this, so. And then in my mind, I'm like, all right, so if it's an outside show, are they going to set up seats? Or is it just like...
Just go as is.
Pay, like wear your mask and I don't know. Or are they going to like separate it like little boxes?
I don't know.
Like remember when the UK was doing that?
Yep.
A couple months ago?
We'll have to wait and see. Make sure you check out the Worcester Palladium's Facebook page.
I can't wait.
Check out hellentertainment.com tomorrow after the... At some point, we will post that up there as well in our news section, because that's huge news for all of us here in Massachusetts.
Seriously.
All the bands, all the photographers that we work with, the bands that we shoot, it's huge news coming.
We miss it. They miss it.
We want it back.
We want it back.
guys, we see you in there. Thank you for joining us tonight. Next week. 2 weeks. I always say next week. Two-week thing.
2 weeks. Not next week.
The week after. The week after Mother's Day. To all your mothers out there, happy early Mother's Day.
Yes.
I hope your kids treat you well.
Yes.
And leave you the fuck alone so you can relax. Or drink your bottle of wine in peace. Whatever you choose to do. Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there. Happy Mother's Day to all the fathers doing the mother's job, too.
All right.
I do that every time.
Every time I blink, I just see ring.
The ring lights.
When I turn this way. It's like
a halo over your head. Yeah, right. 2 weeks, we have Sepsis coming on to talk about us. Talk about them. I am off my fucking game, people. I apologize.
You weren't, though. You were. I feel like, were you just like looking at my notebook questions? Were you cheating on my notes? I'm just kidding.
I was starstruck.
I know, right? I'm like.
Sepsis, 2 weeks. We will have them in to talk about what they got going on.
Yeah.
And then a possible big guest for the fall, for the end of the month show. We cannot reveal yet till we get confirmation, but please keep checking out hellentertainment.com. Check out all of our social medias for up-to-date news and guests that we will be featuring.
Yeah, and don't forget, we're on Roku TV, Pandora,
Apple TV,
Spotify, you know, YouTube.
You just keep... Your headphones are charged now.
They're charged.
At the end of the show.
It would be pointless to be sure, yeah.
But yes, please go to all of our socials, YouTube, Twitter, Twitch, Instagram. Go like, share, subscribe, tell your friends, tell your parents.
Tell your parents' parents, tell your dogs' parents, I don't know.
Go to the Demon Closet, check out the new merch we have. We have Sinner Sundays merch, we have Off the Ropes Tuesday merch, Hell Entertainment merch. Please help us, support us, because...
We need it.
We need it.
We're trying to do some fun... cool, exciting things, and we might need a little help. So when you buy merch, thank you.
Thank you guys for all the support you guys bring us for the past over a year now. We've been doing this.
I know.
It's crazy. Over a year, we've been in your living rooms or on your phones or wherever you are. We appreciate the support. We appreciate everything you guys have contributed as far as questions or emails. Please keep those
concerns,
coming. Yeah, comments. Tell us how bad we suck. Tell us. We want to know. HellEntertainment@gmail.com.
They don't care, but we want to know.
We want to know. We're not going to stop doing it. But we want to know. You know, what can we do better, or what guests should we try and bring on?
Yeah. Yeah. Please submit your guests, your friends, whoever you think.
If you're an artist out there looking to come on, let us know. Hit us up on any one of our social medias, because we're out there everywhere.
Everywhere.
Hit us up in the email, hellentertainment@gmail.com, hellentertainment.com, Facebook, hellentertainment. It's all there. I'm not going to list them all.
I thought you were going to go.
No, with that solo.to thing now, with has everything that we've ever done.
Yeah. Yep.
On that note.
What do you say? Honestly, I don't.
on that note,
check it out.
Go check out all your local music source support, like, share, subscribe to their pages. A share can mean the world to them. Check out Scarecrow Hill, their new track. Check out Chris Calico, find out what's going on in his world. And
Dynamite,
Twisted, everybody.
Kane Hill.
Go check
them
out.
Pay attention, music.
Go check them all out. We will see you guys in 2 weeks. And on that note, thanks, guys. Peace.
Hey, what's up, man? I think it's pretty obvious right about now who you're looking at, but I'll tell you anyhow. I'm Shaggy Too Dope, the Southwest Strangler.
And I'm Vina J, the Duke of the Wicked.
And together, we happen to be
the Insane Clown Posse.
And right about now, it's time to get a big, 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 fat shout out to Hell's Entertainment, their media outlet for all touring artists.
They offer videography, design work, photography, motherfucking Freshology. Are you a touring artist? Do you get out there and grind? Or are you a boring artist? Do you sit home and whine? Because if you're a worker, hook up with Hell's Entertainment.
That's right, Hell's Entertainment. You can reach them at www.hellentertainment.com.
And if you're not done with that, go to hell.